This episode is brought to you by FX's The Veil, starring Elizabeth Moss. FX's The Veil is an international spy thriller that follows two women as they play a deadly game of truth and lies on the road from Istanbul to Paris and London. One woman has a secret, and the other has a mission to reveal it before thousands of lives are lost. FX's The Veil premieres April 30th, only on Hulu.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Hello, and welcome to the Married at First Sight Wrap Up. I'm Asia, and as always, I'm here with my awesome co-host, Amy. Amy, how are you doing?
I have so many things I want to say right now, but I should talk to my partner first, so I keep that to myself.
What are you doing every time you want to say something? Do you have some roses in your hand, or is it paper?
Yes, they're just tearing things. Yeah, clenching my hands and so uncomfortable.
I know. Oh my God. Oh, I can't wait to talk about that because oh my goodness, I had so many things I needed to say. But yes, today I'm so glad that we have back with us to talk about another episode this season. We have Jason Reed. Jason, how are you doing?
I'm doing great. Asia and Amy, I'm so happy you're back with you guys. But, you know, I've been here. I sat through the introductions. And I think, you know, I'm going to set the rest of the podcast out and I'm just going to watch you guys do the rest of the podcast.
Was it the introductions? Was it the words we used?
No, I just don't want to do it anymore. It's fine. I tried the basic stuff, the introduction, you know, I listened to it and I'm good.
You got the gist.
No, not for you. I'm good. Okay. No, I'm good.
Yeah. Just not for you. Yeah. Oh right. Gosh. Yeah, this week was a hoot. Mm-hmm. I was just like, what is going on? It's always so funny to get my roommate's perspective when she like casually will sit in on like 30 minutes or so. Mm-hmm. She's like, where did they find these people?
These could be your neighbors, Asia.
I know. Right. Yes, they all have like such quirks. It's been interesting to say the very least. But before we dive into everything, like including, you know, all of these couples, I do want to shout out leaving a 5-star review on wherever you get your podcasts, Apple Podcasts, Spotify. Definitely go out there and leave us a 5-star review. We did get one this week. And I'm going to read it. So the subject is Magnificent Married at First Sight. It says, I love the Married at First Sight wrap up. Amy and Asia are great at taking us through the episode events and giving great takes on what is happening. The mark of a great podcast is when I'm excited to hear the takes right after the show airs. All their guests are really great too, especially that Jason guy. Jason, oh, isn't that awesome?
Oh my gosh. I can't believe it. Whoever that was, whoever it may be out there, thank you so much. Oh wow. I'm shocked. I am. I'm absolutely flabbergasted.
And it's the username is very similar to your Twitter name, Jason.
Really? Wow.
Maybe you have like a real stan out there.
Yeah. I start watching somebody maybe stalking me or something. I don't know. Right. But man, whoever that is, thank you for that review. Mentioning
right, so nice. Thank you to Jason Reed out there who left a 5-star review. I was like, perfect timing, because you left it even before I asked you to come on this week. I was like, oh, perfect.
Well, you know, you guys are always asking for reviews, and it was well deserved. So,
thank you.
Nice. I mean, whoever that was.
Whoever, yes. That listener out there. Yeah. But yes, we are here to talk about season 13, episode, what was it? Episode 11. But Jason, what were your thoughts about that Rachel and Jose fight last week?
Oh my gosh. You know, just when you think you have a couple figured out, they do something like this. And shout out to the surveillance cams.
Episode
especially. Because I feel like these people don't really come out of pocket until, you know, they forget that they're being recorded by those little cameras in the apartment. Mm-hmm. So we really got to see a side of Jose that he does not let out on the cams. On the production cameras. So shout out to that. And the way that he was talking to Rachel was just so like I have a daughter who's 12 years old, right? So like, she's not dating and stuff yet. But I'm like, if someone ever talked to her that way, like, I'd be like, get out of there now. Like, that's not even a thing that we're doing anymore.
And that's even what Rachel, like, that came up to her. Yeah. Like, my family didn't raise me to be talked to like this.
Right.
So yeah, it was completely out of pocket, completely out of line. And unfortunately, I think it might show how Jose is when things are going to get tough and there's not a camera directly in his face. So they talked a lot about this episode. We'll get into that. But, you know, it's not a good sign for sure.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I felt like if anything, this should have been like the biggest type of red flag. Mm-hmm. And so it was just like, it just as she was saying, like, are those his true colors? Because things have been roses and sunshine up until this point. But then it's like, okay, this is the first sign of just like some type of disagreement, some type of things not going so positively. And this is what happened. So,
well, he popped off about something so innocuous, too.
Like, yes.
She called you by a friend that you guys have been hanging out with the last month's name. You have the same letter of a name. It's like,
yes.
If you're going to pop up about something that like small, like what's going to happen when something that you perceive to be bigger than that is, it happens? I'm worried about
it. Right. Oh, yes. So, another thing before we dive into this episode, I did over the weekend meet someone from this cast.
What? Ooh. We're not hoping for this. I'm excited about this.
I know. I just thought 10 people living in Houston.
You've seen these places that you recognize.
Very true. Yes. And even some in this episode that we're about to talk about.
Okay.
And so I was like, oh my gosh, is that this person? And it was. But in listeners, in order for y'all to hear this story, tune in to our recap of the reunion, because then I will tell the story and explain who I saw. Just can't give anything away, you know?
It could be too revealing.
That's a tease.
That is.
Right? So stay tuned. We have, if this season is anything like the past, we probably have about, 7 episodes left until we get there. But it'll be worth the wait. It'll be worth the wait. Amy and Jason are well aware. So. So first couple that we're going to dive into is Brett and Ryan. So we know that they've been in a kind of like a place of Brett or Ryan. I will forever do that. Mm-hmm. They've been in a place where Ryan is waiting on that feeling. So just to keep things interesting, Ryan set up a scavenger hunt around the apartment. He put something like he gave little clues like, oh, you have this at the table every day, or where would you go for your last chance to run? Or there was a funny one where he was like, he put a clue of like, this doesn't work and it's always at 78 degrees. It was like their wine cooler. And then it ended with a gift card to Lulu's. Or was it Lulu's? No. Was it Lululemon?
Imagine Lululemon. Yeah.
Lululemon. And so she felt like this was a step in the right direction, and she's feeling a bit optimistic now. What were y'all thinking about his motives for doing this in terms of like, is he thinking like, okay, this is going to prompt some feelings, or I'm just trying to put in some effort?
I always wonder these kind of activities, whether or not they are producer motivated, or if he had this idea he was scavenger hunting. It doesn't seem like a Ryan idea. I guess it could spark some fun. Maybe. I'm not sure what his idea of it is. He seemed very excited throughout the whole thing. Like he does about everything. So I don't know. I don't know what his motives are. I don't know what his feeling is. He's so hard to read most of the time.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it could have been she made a whole Jenga game about how much she all these little things she likes about me. So I haven't done anything, and now we've got this 1 month thing coming up. So maybe there's a producer in his ear a little bit, not specifically saying you need to do this, but just what have you done for, maybe it's just a question would have made him think of that. So
I don't know, right. maybe a hunt of some sort. I don't know. Maybe something where you put a bunch of clues and on paper. I don't know. I'm just spitballing. I don't know what you should do. Yep. Maybe some sort of hunt and go off scavenging. I don't know.
And it was around their apartment, which is it's not huge. So it was it probably took her 5 minutes to complete this. Yeah. But
she's coming home from work in 30 minutes. Quick. Yes.
Right. But he had the final thing before the Lululemon gift card was a note from him. And she did point out that he likes to write letters because he can get his thoughts out easier that way. Mm-hmm. So I was like, has he written other things for her that maybe we haven't seen?
Hmm. I feel like he had decent styles, right?
Yeah. So I don't know.
I just wish we see more of that on the show. I'm just not feeling anything from him. I think, and he said as much pretty much on this episode, he's not really feeling it. But I don't
know. Mm-hmm. Right. So then Brett came home to two huge piles of vomit, which she said were all bile. And it was from her dog Baxter. So she took him to the emergency room and found out that he had severe kidney failure. And it was going to be a 50-50 chance of either him getting better or him getting worse. And then ultimately we do find out that she had to make the decision to put Baxter down. I was I was choked up.
It's so horrible.
Yes. Yeah,
this hit close to home for me because about 4 years ago, I had to put our cat down, he was with us for over 10 years. Mm-hmm. And it was so, this instance, it was kind of sudden. And it was just one day he's here and then the next gone. So I definitely felt that. And I think Ryan mentioned later that he, had a similar situation. He put a dog down. He didn't get a dog for 3 years or so afterwards. And I feel that because I'm in the same situation. I don't want to go through it again. So I haven't had a pet for the last 4 or so years because of that. So I definitely felt for Brett in this episode for sure.
Yeah. And we know that he's a Maltese and he was 11 years old. And I just remember how excited he was when Ryan came over and he was just jumping off the couch and Ryan was like, parkour.
Yeah, this was the one thing this couple had going. Their daughter's got along so well, and 11 is really for a small breed. That's really young, so I feel like that wasn't expected at all. So, that's really hard, and I don't think that she should have been expected to go on this date. I feel like Ryan should have left the gym to be with her. So I didn't think that was a great sign that it was just I'm here if you need me. And then for him to just kind of be if it was me, I don't think I could be here. Why don't you just say talk to the producers. Can we reschedule this? She shouldn't have to do this. Or I don't want you to do this. So
I felt Brett was she's the kind of person that would put her feelings aside. He really wants to do this. So I'm going to do it. He should have taken it upon himself to cancel it. Mm-hmm. Like, oh, we're not doing it today. Like, we're going to, you know, sit home together and mourn the loss of your dog together.
Yeah.
Like, you know, but I don't know if he thinks in that type of that man.
Right.
Right. Because he even said, like, when they did go on their day, like, she is the type of person to hide her feelings. I'm like, well, if you know that, he's like, I could tell she's in more pain than she's letting on. So then it was like, yeah, this would be a great opportunity to step up and say, hey, we don't have to do this. Like, it had just happened that day.
Yeah.
So, oh my gosh, just rest in peace to Baxter. And I'm glad that, you know, Brett was able to have all of them around her, because we find out that everyone, all of the other couples had reached out to her to make sure she was okay. And so I was really glad she was able to have that support from them. And then that she also, since she is with Ryan, you know, she has Macy there to be able to, you know, it's not, I guess, for that comfort. You know, of course, by no means is Macy able to replace Baxter, but, you know, she does really have a good relationship with Ryan's dog, Macy. Mm-hmm. So they did go. So they went on a movie date, and they went to this place called iPick, which I've been to. I've been a couple years ago. And it is a very expensive movie experience because they have those. I'm sure you saw those really nice chairs, and it's kind of like they have options where you can sit as couples, and they give you like a pillow and a blanket, and you get complimentary popcorn. And then it's that kind of like eat-in experience where you have a waiter that comes and gives you food, and you can order alcoholic drinks too.
That's cool.
Yeah, it is a really cool place.
All right, what did you see? What was the movie review?
Yeah, I saw Deadpool, the first one. So it was great. It was funny. So I guess a few years ago. And so, yeah, they watched their wedding on the screen. And Ryan admits to us that watching the wedding was really hard for him because he has less feelings today than he had at the beginning.
That's such a yikes moment.
Like, yes.
That's not good. But you can kind of understand that a little bit, right? Because they talk about a little bit about, I think, was this either later in the episode or Unfiltered? We talk about the, you know, adrenaline of the wedding day and the excitement of the wedding day. So I can kind of see, like, you're meeting this person, this friend, like, you had hopes high. Mm-hmm. But I mean, for him to say that out loud is like, I don't know if I would have said that. I know you're having issues, but geez.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Because I think that is pretty universal with a lot of these couples, these individuals coming in. It's like they think they're getting like their perfect match and it's going to be love at first sight at the altar. And even if they have some sort of like, oh, okay, it's not going to be perfect, but like, they just have this idealized view and they're so excited. So they're projecting onto whoever is walking down that like he was so much more excited then. And then it's like, oh, I see her getting anxious on the flight. I don't like that. And I don't like that she didn't want to look at the manatee. And now it's like, he can't get back to that spot. And yeah, it's not great, but I think that's like the downfall for a lot of these couples.
Right. And then at the end of the episode, they went on like a group dinner. And so, you know, Ryan said, you know, naturally he's comparing himself to the other couples. And he tells them like he cares a lot about her. He has a lot of respect for her, but they're still in limbo. And he's been holding back because he wants to be, you know, cautious of her feelings. And Brett said, yeah, it's been a struggle. You know, I'm glad everybody's reached out because, you know, I'm going through a hard time, but I'm still hopeful. So I don't know. I don't know about them.
Not going great. Not
going right. So really, that's all we got from them on this episode. Even on the preview, I don't remember anything significant. I know we do eventually have her confronting him about being on a dating website and matching with his friend, which we saw on the coming up this season. So don't know when that's going to happen. I don't know if it's going to happen next episode or further down the line. So that's something to kind of be aware of. But on a scale of 1 to 5, 1 being they're definitely getting divorced, 5 being they are definitely staying married on decision day. Amy, where would you rate them?
I have them at a 2. It's kind of, I didn't think like this was a good sign with how he handled. I don't think any of these other husbands would have handled the death of the dog the same way. I think they would have, you know, rearranged things, been there for their wives. And yeah, I just think he's not putting the effort in, and he just wants, like, he wanted somebody that, almost like we were saying about Jose, like he wanted somebody that would just fit into his life, you know, share his routine or just be okay with that. Like, nothing's really going to change from, you know, he's got to go to the gym at this time. He's got to, like, go to this, you know, his ranch or wherever he does, and has to look a certain way, really. So don't feel great, but just aside from some of the statements he said, otherwise I'd put them at a 1.
Yeah. What about you, Jason?
Oh, they're getting a 1. I don't see them going anywhere good. You know, and it's not even like, I was at a 1 before that season preview where we found out that he may or may not be, you know, on the side. Because they just seem so different, and like they want different things. They express love differently. They do so many things differently. I just don't see it working out at all. So yeah, they get a 1.
Yeah, I'm like somewhere in between, but I'll just go ahead and say a 1. Because I just, at this point, I don't see any hope for them. Because even thinking back on, let's see, it was Brianna and Vincent last season, where Vincent had something happen early on, family related, and Brianna was so supportive. And that was even, you know, they weren't a month in, that was like at the honeymoon.
Yeah.
She was all in and that support system that he needed. And it was just like, I didn't see Ryan being that support system in this situation.
Just the fact that, like, he lived with this dog
together.
Yeah. Right.
We didn't want to see them together right after the news of the dog's passing, like him being at all supportive of her at all. Like, all the scenes was her by herself, like, Ryan's here, or I gotta go meet Ryan, meaning Ryan wasn't there with her. Like,
right.
So it's bad.
Yeah. I was offended just that he wasn't, like, he could have shared like something about, like, you know, he's spent time with this dog and seen his dog interact with that dog. And like, they've lived, you know, like, supposedly, like, that's like was his dog too now, you know? And so, like, to not like even share that, like, he's mourning as well, or just that he, you know, like, really appreciate that he got to know this dog or something. Like, we didn't see any kind of like comment that you'd want to hear.
Right, exactly. So that doesn't make me feel hopeful. It makes me feel like he is very disconnected. So definitely going with a 1 here with them. So that's all we got from them.
Always the shortest couple of
ever. Always.
the one thing I do want to say is it just cracked me up again to see Ryan's vows and just saying, like, more laughs than you'll ever, you know, like, that was one of his promises, like, just you'll have so many laughs, and he kind of laughed at it to himself, like it's just like, what have we seen, like, this hilarious person.
I'm still waiting on a joke. I'm telling you, literally the funniest thing he's said is parkour. that's the only thing I can hang on to.
Hey, it's Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's Kazoo Concert in Kansas City, go Kevin! Or Becky's Bachelorette Bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Go to your happy price, Priceline.
So next, we are going to go with a couple who is who gives us some better feel, or they're giving me some better feelings. So we're going to, on a lighter note, switch gears and go over to Mirla and Gil. So let's see. I was going to see, Jason, what you gave them the last time we were on, or you last time you were on. So that was episode 4, and you gave them a 1.
Yeah. this season, more than any other season I've seen, these people are up and down so much. Like, you know, I gave them a 1 last time, and spoiler alert, I'm going to do this super early. I'm giving them a 5 now.
Wow.
It's insane. and the crazy part from this journey from, you know, when you say week 4 to now week 11, like, I see, like, it's weird. I see, like, every season that my wife and I watch together, we, like, identify, like, oh, who's us? You know, like.
Yeah.
And I feel like that, like, Mirla and Gil are us. Like, we, like, you know, pick at each other all the time in a loving way. And it's like, it's kind of like what they do. And even with Mirla's, you know, fear of kissing or whatever it was earlier in the season, even when they were together, like in group settings, like in the background, you always see them like being affectionate, like touching each other. And these little couple ways, like it's they're so naturally fit together now. It's so crazy. And they focus so hard in the beginning of the season on Mirla's complaining and Mirla's suck up. And it's just washed away now. They just seem so like so perfectly fit together now. It's so crazy.
She just had to give him that peck, I guess. And now he's
even before the peck, they were like all touchy feely on each other, like you know, like kind of natural couples do. And so yeah, it's funny. Like I'm totally flipped the script on what I felt before and what I feel like there's not going to be many obstacles in their way. They feel so like
solid.
So solid. Yeah. So solid right now. It's crazy.
Yeah. These two, it's so funny because I can't even imagine them not together, which I'm like trying to think back on past seasons where I felt so solid, like, okay, obviously like a Brianna and Vincent, in season, 11, like Imani, and Woody, they seem like so made for each other. Whereas like with Mirla and Gil, I feel like they could not have found a more perfect guy for her. I can't imagine it. It would have to be someone who she would be settling if it wasn't Gil. So
She obviously needs somebody so patient and so like willing to wait for her, which Gil is. He complains about it, but he was still willing to stick it out and not be too, you know, what's the word I'm looking for? Like too upset that she's not doing these things for so far that he would leave or something like that. He was willing to stick it out with her, and he's, I think, being rewarded by, you know, she's come around to him now. She is glowing about him all the time now. Like she tells everybody she can that she has said, she said this episode, she is loving him now. So it's great.
I know. I've been so just happy. They're a breath of fresh air now.
They're weeks 1 through 3's Johnny and Bao level.
Right.
Like, what we thought about them in the beginning of the season. Like, that's where we are with them now.
Right. So in this episode, they went salsa dancing with Zach and Michaela. So the salsa dancing lesson was more so centered around Zach and Michaela. So we'll discuss that when we talk about them. But it was so interesting seeing Gil be a fourth expert.
Gil is such an instigator. Like in all of their group situations, he's always the first to pipe up. Like, so what do y'all feel about this? What's going on with y'all's relationship? This show more than any other, you know, delves into these people's lives, like in a group setting like this, and Gil's always at the forefront. Like, so what's going on with you guys? What's this?
Right.
What's that? He's always an instigator. It's so fun.
Yeah. So of course they had a great time salsa dancing. He loves salsa dancing. And so it's something that he's always wanted to do with Mirla. And so they had a great time. And then were able to kind of help Zach and Michaela talk through what they had going on, to say the least. So they did celebrate their month anniversary. So Gil planned going to a winery because Mirla had said she had always wanted to, she liked winery. She wanted to go to a winery. And I've actually been to this winery.
Ooh. What's this one called? Yeah.
So it's Hack Winery. So H-A-A-K Winery. I went a few years ago on a date. And
did he set up a macaroon like tower for you?
Unfortunately, not. Oh, no. That's why I'm single today. No,
that's why he was a former date.
Right. So they were having an event that day, so we couldn't do like a winery tour. So we just did like the tasting room. But yeah, cute place. So I was like, oh my, I saw it. I was like, oh my gosh, that place looks so familiar. And I looked it up. I was like, oh my gosh, I've been. So he blindfolded her, but this was really thoughtful because he has tried to blindfold her before. And she said, no, you're going to mess up my lashes. So this time he got glasses and covered the glasses so that they were technically blindfolded.
And wasn't it like these with like flower, like rose petal kind of thing? So it's like even kind of stylish.
Yes, it was so sweet.
Does he have an impeccable memory, or what is he like, notes app on his phone as soon as she like goes to the bathroom? Like, how does he remember everything that like he needs to change the next time around?
Right.
And like anything she asked for. She wanted to go to a winery, even though she doesn't like wine. I think she just wanted the cute moment.
Mm-hmm. Because it's like the fancy thing to do.
Mm-hmm.
That's what effort looks like. Mm-hmm. These other husbands, I hope they watch back and see, like, doesn't take much, but listening and then applying rather than like, could you imagine Jose trying to give Mirla a blindfold and she's like, no, my lashes. No. And then he'd be done. Probably never try it again.
He's like, no, your walk lashes. Away. Like, oh, fine, we'll just go home.
Yeah. So, yeah, he set up a really nice picnic at the macaroons, cheese board, and they have a conversation about like where they're at. And he says, like, sometimes it does get under his skin that she's closed-minded because it reminds him of a child and like what it's like to have a child when she acts like that. And I feel like anytime he brings up things that like he doesn't like about her, she makes light of it and kind of like laughs about it.
Mm-hmm.
I'm like, I don't know how he takes that.
Well, so she did say that she's like, it doesn't really bother her, like in the episode. But then when on the unfiltered episode, she mentioned that, you know, it really does bother her when he says like those passive aggressive comments like that. That's how she put it, passive aggressive. So I don't know. I guess that's something that they got to work on together. Because I, like I said, I kind of like do that with my wife. Like I'll do little things like, you know, talk about how things she complains and stuff like that. And it's not really meant to be, you know, mean. It's just kind of how we interact with each other.
Right.
Maybe he's misunderstanding how he should do that.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
She's just seems not like, enough that, yeah,
that could be, that's what I was thinking, is like the cameras are on and it's kind of like another way to be on your best behavior, which we see with another couple, but like, okay, I'll just kind of comment back, but not show that it rattled me at all. And
that's surprising for her, because we have seen before where she's not afraid to speak her mind.
Right. Exactly. So, and it's funny too, because now this is like our second child reference with like Johnny and Val being the first, but just totally different approaches.
Yeah.
So, she does say, like, you know, with her, what you see is what you get. They agree that so far it's been so comfortable, hasn't felt forced. And Gil credits like them having a similar mindset and having a good pace. And so that is one thing that I did want to call out from Salsa, was that he told Zach and Michaela that he's like, Miller and I are very different people, but one thing we have in common is our goals for marriage. Which I thought was such a wise statement for somebody who's been married for a month.
Well, you mentioned like the pace where, like, you know, they weren't like, as we're seeing, the people that are getting hot and heavy early are having the bigger problems. And it seems like that pace that was set by Mirla is actually maybe a good thing.
Yeah.
You know, they're not getting too deep in, you know, the intimate relationship of it too fast, where it's blinding them to their issues. They started out on their issues very fast. Like on the honeymoon, they were like parsing out their issues like philosophically together really fast on honeymoons. By the time they got ready to move in together, they pretty much already knew what the score was and knew what they were walking into. Whereas on the honeymoon, the other couples were kind of like lovey-dovey, not really dealing with a lot. And then now we're dealing with the personality conflicts big time, you know, now.
Yeah, exactly. So she said, you know, she's so happy that they decided to do this. She loves spending time with him. He's everything she wanted and more. He said he likes her, and she asked, like, if they're falling, are they falling in love feelings? And we later find out, you know, at the group dinner, he says he's on the road to falling in love. but they're in a really good place. We end the episode with them, well, before the group dinner. He comes home. She had lined the hallway with candles and rose petals. She had chocolate-covered strawberries. He got them shirts, where hers said, "I am everything," and his says, "I have everything I need," which I thought was so sweet.
And then, just get her anything.
Okay, Gil, just stop showing us up, Gil, okay? Yeah. Chill out, Gil. All right? You're making us all look bad, okay?
Yeah.
They said this was a gift from the experts, but the experts had gifted them their vows in a frame and a photo album of their pictures. So, kind of in lieu of watching the video,
why did they all get the video like we usually see? Why did they get a nice thing in a frame?
Or maybe they watched the video and we just didn't see it.
Maybe all the couples got the same things, but we saw different parts of what they got, and you know, maybe like we saw the video part,
like based on how they reacted to it.
Then we got that like 1 hour later. I was like, oh Lord. But
anytime that pops up, I get
but all to find out that he got her a pooper scooper because she wanted something like easy to be able to, I guess, help out his dog Hype. And so they kind of laughed about that. He was like, this is about my month anniversary gift. But he was joking. But he did get her a pooper scooper, which I thought was still, it was thoughtful.
I would like to know more about the relationship between Mirla and Hype.
Yeah, me too. It seems as positive as it could be for how Mirla is with dogs, I guess. Mm-hmm. Like, we haven't seen any negative experiences where I think that if there were, they would show us. They haven't been afraid to show us other things with her.
Yeah, I think they're fine. I just would like to see like some acknowledgement. Like, we got the little snippet, like, I think it was the last episode where she's like talking to Hype, like, go over there. Like, she was kind of playful. But when she was talking to Rachel, I think, in their apartment.
Gotcha. Yeah. And then at the group dinner, of course, you know, Gil initiated all the conversation. But we did find out that Gil is falling in love. He said, but he did admit that his younger self wouldn't have been able to handle Mirla, which is just so honest. and Mirla did say she has made the choice to love her husband. So they're great. So I'm going to piggyback off of you, Jason. I also will give them a 5. What about you, Amy?
Yeah, I just don't see them faltering at this point because they have gone so slow and they don't look like they would work on paper from the matchmaking special. But I can't fault them for anything right now. And she's even like the fact that she even wants a pooper scooper, you know, that is such big progress for her. Like, okay, I have to have the glam state-of-the-art edition, but I'll still, you know, like, I'm not touching anything, you know. So, yeah, definitely a 5.
Yes. What a turnaround for them, because we definitely were lower on them around, like, episode 4, 5, and 6. But they have just been on an incline. And so I'm very optimistic. So the next couple we'll dive into.
I want to hold on before you like on the next time on, we get a question about whether Gil and Mirla have consummated any takes on any guesses on whether they did or not.
I don't think so. I think that was just a lucky circumstance where the friend asked that so they get the clip, but I don't know that.
I don't know if her friend asked that though, unless they are pretty much prodded by production to ask that. I'm wondering if production knows and they're like, hey, why don't you ask your friend if he's had sex yet? It's not something that comes in natural conversation with me and my buddies most of the time, like, hey, you have sex yet? But I think it might have had.
I have a feeling it's not gonna happen until after decision day. Like, I feel like decision day will be like, okay, perfect. We are for sure staying together. Let's celebrate.
I don't think Gil would answer if they had, though. I think he would say, like, you know, that's just, I think he would protect Mirla because he's just so firm and like, okay, this is my pace or something that I don't know that she wants to air it if they do, but.
So you think he'll just outright lie, or he'll be
or just
like,
say like that's between me and I think it'll be like that.
Did. No. That's like asking if you're vaccinated, and they're like, I don't want to say it. Like, but like, I think if he says like, oh well, you know, I don't want to air my dirty laundry, that means they did. Like, you definitely. Mm-hmm. But we'll see. I think she's so comfortable at this point, that they might have had.
Yeah, that is a good point. She
seems very comfortable.
She is so happy. And we're at the point now where we're like they're not focusing on any of their disagreements or flaws. They're just like the it couple who just counsels everyone else.
And she actually did something for Gil, you know, and she was so proud of herself for that, which is like, yes. I would not see her doing that before.
Right. She's like, did you see the chocolate covered strawberries? She's just always beaming at this point.
I say they did, and your guys will revisit it.
Okay. So you're thinking they will by next episode.
Yeah, I think by next episode when the friend asks, I think that they will have done it.
Okay. We will revisit that. So I'm trying to think on Unfiltered, Mirla did say that Gil did say love you, but it was in passing. And so she was like, I don't know if I should take it seriously.
Yeah, I think it was like, you know, if when you're hanging up the phone, you say love you because you're so used to saying it. And that's what she kind of thinks she's talking about.
Yeah. So next couple, we're going to go to Zach and Michaela. So they joined Gil and Mirla salsa dancing. And I thought Michaela looked great. Her hair was beautiful. Her dress was really pretty. It was like white with like these flamingos. I thought she looked amazing. Very fitting for salsa dancing. But they start learning the steps and then Michaela just stops dancing. And then Zach's like, wait, Michaela, are you done? She's like, yeah, I'm done. And sits down. And then it's time to like dance with each other. So Gil and Mirla dance together. And then Zach has to dance with the instructor because Michaela's just done.
And even Gil was calling her out like, you're going to make him do this.
Right.
What a fun visual, though.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Straight.
What is with dancing on this show? Like, it can never go well.
They have problems every time. Mm-hmm. Every time. There's an issue with dancing. It's hilarious.
And it's so funny because is dancing, like an instructor-led dance, is it that common of a date?
I don't think it's a common, like these people have known each other for 3 weeks,
mm-hmm.
a month. I don't think that's that common of a date. I think a salsa lesson dance is kind of far into a relationship.
Mm-hmm.
I know they're married, but they have only known each other for a month.
Right. Because it could be intimate.
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah, or I think of it more as like, I feel like I took a salsa class maybe like with a group of friends or something. Yeah. And then I only really hear about people going on like a dance instructor type date if they want to learn some routine for their wedding or something like that. They're like, oh, we signed up for ballroom classes. But it's,
and this was something that like you have to be comfortable looking like an idiot or a jackass in front of your partner. I think that's the big issue with these on this show, especially like we've had it with Brianna and Vince. You guys mentioned the other week we had Dave and Amber, where it's just like, you know, I don't want to look like an idiot. I don't want to look like a sweaty mess, like in front of this person I just met and in front of America, like you know, on this television.
Yes.
Show. So I think that's the issue specifically with this.
Yeah. And it came to surprise because I even questioned it. I was like, is she not dancing? Even before Zach called it out. But the worst part was Zach, once they finished, like bail out, like Zach was like, okay, well, you know, she's done. So when they sit down, he's like, okay, what made you like uncomfortable about it? And she's like, I just didn't want to do it. And he's like, but like, you know, basically asking her why. She's like, I just didn't want to do it. And I love how Gil stepped in. Like, he's just like, are you like this, like with everything? Because you didn't even try. She's like, well, I could have tried harder, but I didn't want to. I was like, why is she being stubborn right now?
Yeah, I can't imagine. I mean, that's, I'm sure we're totally, I don't know my Enneagram, but I know it's not what Michaela's is. Like, I would have been like people pleasing, like, especially if you're with another couple, like I would be like, okay, I have to suffer through this, even if I don't like it.
And yeah.
It would make me so much more uncomfortable to sit there and not do it. Then,
well, then she alluded to the fact that it was because, you know, he said what he said about not seeing a future with her. And like, I could really like make the connection between the two. And it's so weird because on Filtered, you know, Zach was talking about, you know, they were having so much fun before this. They were dancing in the car. They were doing all this fun stuff. And then she just kind of shut down.
Right.
So I don't know what it like. I didn't get the feeling that it was like she was embarrassed. I just got the feeling that she just didn't want to do it with him. Maybe I don't know. She's making it one of the hardest people to read on this season.
Like, yes. Man, it was like crazy. you couldn't read anything like, okay, maybe she just doesn't like salsa, or you know, she didn't like the routine, or you know, or she couldn't do it. She looked fine doing it. So it was like, it's wild that even through Unfiltered, we still don't have an answer. Zach was like, he still doesn't know. So it was like, oh my goodness. But basically this prompted a conversation about like Gil asking, Gil is a constant theme through all of these couples, but Gil asking about their marriage. And she's like, I think we're at a stalemate. Like, I feel like we're going backwards. And Zach's like, wait, what? I thought we were like moving forward. She said, well, I thought we were, and I thought we were moving forward. But there's only so much a person can bear, and basically boils down to her not liking that he said he can't see a future with her, but he's still hopeful. And Gil kind of, Zach in response to that says, well, I don't feel that way now, but I feel like that doesn't mean I won't ever see a future. And so Gil helps translate that to say, like, just because he doesn't feel like there could be a future at this point doesn't mean that there won't be a future.
But Zach. That.
Yeah, I know.
You don't say that kind of nonsense. Like,
right.
I just don't understand these people. I feel like I guess they feel like they have to be ultra truthful in this moment. Like,
yeah,
I don't say that type of stuff, man, because that's gonna make things even worse. Like, it's crazy. I don't know.
I know, because it's like, it's not like words have impact, and so it's like, her hearing that just makes it feel like, okay, then why are we doing this? You know, where can we go from here?
Even if you want to say something like that, say it, couch it in a like better way. Like, don't just say, I don't see a future. So why are we doing this then? That would be my thought. Why, like, you don't see a future, what's the point? And that's her thought. She conveys it in a totally bad way.
Yeah.
But I see where she's coming from.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so that was a tough little salsa dancing lesson. but then the next thing we get from them is a date that she's planned for him at like a studio. She set it up. There was a piano. Turns out they had a great conversation after salsa. And so like Zach is playing the piano. We find out on Filter that they recorded a song. He had a lesson. There was a teacher there to teach him a song on the piano. And so they're having a great time on this date that she planned. They talk about their relationship. Zach feels like they've met much longer than a month ago. And Michaela realizes she's been getting in her own way. And Zach feels like he has learned that, like, he's starting to question some of the values he set for himself that he's always had of, like, you know, what he's looking for. And he's starting to question to kind of adjust to, you know, the marriage that he's in. He loved the surprise. And then he asks, you know, what have the negatives been? It's like, why? Things are going so well. Why?
I think you guys know the negatives already. I don't think
you've been over it again. But thankfully, her answer is like they're experiencing negatives, but she doesn't feel like being married to him is negative.
That was a great answer.
Yes.
That was really good.
Yeah, because it could have went left real quick. Mm-hmm. he did say like he doesn't like that she blasts music at 12:30 a.m. as if it's like 3 p.m. He's like, same. She blasts music like it's a day party. And he's like, I'm trying to go to sleep. I thought that was hilarious because it was kind of like them being playful again, how they were at the beginning. Mm-hmm. And he said he wouldn't change anything that has happened so far. So even through all the ups and downs, it's led them to where they are now. So it seems like they're in a more optimistic place.
Well, I feel like they always have blinders on when things are going great. And then when they get the blinders off, they're just like, oh no, this is awful. Like we start, and then the fight starts.
Mm-hmm.
They're just so on and off all the time.
Yeah. So he does plan a staycation since they couldn't go enjoy their honeymoon together. He does tell her, like, if it wasn't for her, they wouldn't be in the place they are today. So I'm glad that he gave her that credit. That was sweet. And he got her a bracelet that said 2/19/21, which is the day all of this started for them. And she does say that she loves him. And they have a great time together. And they're like, oh, we're going to bed. And then we get a 2 hours later, they're like eating Cajun food. They're like, oh, well, we got hungry, so we came.
Well, again, the 2 hours later is like, oh, what happened?
Exactly.
Mm-hmm. I feel like the whole, like, we're going to bed device on the show is so hilarious.
Yes.
Like, we're going to bed. Like, they say that so the camera people will go away.
Mm-hmm.
So they can do what they really want to do, and then get some food after.
Right.
Worked up an appetite.
Yeah. So, in the group dinner, the only thing that they shared was Michaela was shared with the group that she told Zach that she loves him, and they seemed like in a happier place, like giggling, da da da. And Gil noticed it because he's like, "Oh, what a turnaround from salsa dancing." but Amy, anything else for Zach and Michaela?
No, I just think they're a hard couple to follow because it is such a roller coaster.
But yeah, totally agree. Because I'm like, I think that even though they have their good moments, it doesn't make me think that bad moments will not happen. So I am a little bit higher on them than last week because I am seeing effort. So I'm going to go with a 3. What about you, Amy?
I think I'm going to give them a 2 as well. It worries me just kind of the ups and downs. And we know that Zach doesn't take well to, you know, her kind of reacting quickly to something. So I feel like even just the salsa dancing lesson, like, seemed like a passive aggressive move to just sort of sit it out. As a way to like kind of make a, if it wasn't about the dancing, to just make a statement that she was upset about something else. And then not really.
She chose that moment.
Yeah.
Premeditated, like, it's not good.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. So I think that will be the kind of thing that he seems so fixated on. I didn't want this. I didn't want, you know, this type of way of dealing with conflict. I've dealt with it before. So I think mm-hmm. he is not willing to get past certain things that he had on his like deal breaker list.
And yeah.
So I just don't think that they'll end up choosing to stay together. I think one of them will probably him be the one to say no, if not both.
Hmm. I don't know. We shall see. What about you, Jason?
I would say like a 1.8. So I guess I'll round it up to a 2. Uh-huh. Yeah, I just don't like Amy said. I don't feel good about how they're going to handle any obstacles coming up. It seems like the smallest obstacles will set both of them off. So I just don't feel like by the time we get to the end of this, I just feel like they're going to be like, I don't want to do any more of the other person's nonsense. We're just going
to end. Yeah. Very true. Yeah, they have yet to prove that they can handle conflict well. Like he tried to say, oh, well, when I stayed in my apartment, I didn't go back home. She didn't blow up. So that like it was good. No, she was actually kind of upset. So yeah.
I'm sure she smashed many cleaning white supplies. Bottles that night. Yeah.
Yeah.
We just didn't catch it.
Right. So we have two couples left. So we'll go to the couple that had a very explosive episode last week. So none other than Rachel and Jose. So we actually didn't get much content from them this week. I mean, just very huge difference from last week, but it was important in on the heels of last week. So this actually started off the whole episode tonight. They were at lunch. They're just kind of staring at each other. She's like, I don't even know how to talk to you. He's like, I don't know how to talk to you. I'm like, Jose, no. she keeps telling him, like, I'm not getting the apology I deserve. And like, you locked me out. Like, you talked to me terribly. And he's just like, you know, locking you out wasn't intentional. You know, I just lock up my property. You know, I block up my property at night. And she's like, look, I'm just looking for a sincere apology, apologizing for lock me out, apologizing for talking to me that way, apologizing for like not following up to see where I was after you locked me out. And he's like, I don't know what you want from me. Like, she literally handed him the script, saying, this is all you have to say. And he's like, well
I don't want to tell you what you want to hear.
Right.
He said last episode, I don't want to tell you what you want to hear because you might not think it's sincere.
Right.
Yeah.
What do you mean? What does she want from you? She literally just told you.
Yeah, she's handing him, like, this is how you can get out of how horrible you look, you know? Like,
yes.
He's just taking that shovel and digging it.
Yeah.
Right.
But like, and she accepted this, you know, new apology, but it still wasn't, I don't think, what she was looking for. Like, if it was me, like, on that side, I want you to admit that you locked that door out of spite.
Mm-hmm.
That you did not, you know, pick up my phone calls out of spite. That you did this on purpose. And he will not admit that. I would not have gone back into that apartment until he admitted that.
Yep. Exactly. And it was just this halfway apology. Like, he's like, well, now you know my words cut. You know, I like, moving forward, I just need to hold off and like cool off before I address something, and I'll want to address it at a later time. And like, I'm willing to do anything I can, you know, to make this work. And she's like, there's the apology I'm looking for.
Like, I was like, what? Where?
Right.
In what world was that an apology?
Like, I rewound and I was like, where's the apology? I still don't right. see it. Like, did I miss something? No, it's not clear.
Yeah. Now you just know I say, like, my words hurt. Like, I just say, like, horrible things. That's just me. Give me time.
He didn't even say, like, I won't do it anymore. No. He was like, well, now you know I say, you know, effed up stuff. Like, that's just what I am. Like,
you now you know what I'm capable of.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, crazy.
So it's going to be her fault if she, like, doesn't, like, immediately give him space right away. If he's something else, like, that he says cuts, then it's going to be like, well, mm-hmm. I needed my time away. I need to lock myself in the apartment.
I told you what I needed. I was like, okay, what? I'm hoping it was just a situation where, like, they were talking so much about it that Rachel was just like, okay, either we're going to keep talking about this or I accept it and just try to move forward, because that is not the standard. That's not it. They did have a scene of them sitting on their bed. He admits to his act, like, he admits that, like, he's owning up to his actions. He's owning up to the fact that his actions caused this whole thing. And he understands that, like, I can say whatever words, but I know my actions have to back up my words. So he wrote on note cards. So each note card has a different promise. So he promises, don't lock the top lock ever.
What? Like, come on. My guy. That was not the issue, and you know it.
Right. That's like, yeah, it's like, what is it? Like Michaela was saying with the bee reference, like, no, where is the hive? Don't worry about the bees.
You can still secure your property, but yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
Make sure your wife there when you do it. Yes. His second promise was to always check in on my wife. Make sure she's okay.
No cars to remember this stuff.
His third promise was to actively listen. Fourth was be less controlling. And the last one was handle his anger and aggression better. So maybe...
I hope he put these note cards up by his little whiteboard so he'll constantly be looking at
them. Yeah.
He looks at his expenses and his finances.
She should have a rival whiteboard just on the other side of the kitchen.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
He, like, a rival one. Yeah, he is realizing he doesn't listen that well. So he's like, how can I do this? How can I study? Make sure, like, I'm actually remembering the things we're talking about. So he had to write them on note cards. I hope he studies them every night, puts them up, like you said, so that he can actually apply them. Because otherwise, it's a lost cause.
So see that top lock. I'm gonna have a problem.
Right. What about that first promise, Jose? So for their month anniversary, he takes her to a baseball field, and she's blindfolded. He set up a table. He got them some jerseys. I think they were Astros jerseys. They toss a baseball around, and then he brings up joint accounts. He's like, oh, yeah, I did want to bring up joint accounts. And I was thinking, like, you know, maybe it would make sense for us to have separate accounts. And she's like, that's what I've been saying this whole time. He's like, oh, yeah, I'm learning it. Like, I don't listen that well. but she does say that, like, you know, she does realize she's just trying to fit the mold of the wife that he wanted. And she was feeling pressure. And now she doesn't feel that pressure anymore because she feels like he's actually listening. So I don't know how I feel about it, because it doesn't feel like they fully resolved it, or at least we didn't see it. So it's hard to be optimistic for these two.
Yeah, I don't think that, like, for her to be like, I'm actually grateful for this to have happened, didn't need to be to that level. Like, you just needed little bit of a spat that showed, like, where you learned that you could, like, air your frustrations. You didn't need to see him, like, be horrible to you.
That was so weird about last week. Was like, well, it took this whole bad thing to make me tell you what problems I'm having. Like, why is it taking that to tell you the problems? I didn't get that part of it last week. It's like, why are you keeping this 2 week old thing? Just like, when were you gonna work that out?
Right. Oh, gosh. Yeah. They're interesting. During the group dinner, Rachel does tell everyone that, like, you know, they told each other they loved each other after the barbecue at Jose's house. Then they had that thing happen. She said, everybody knows what happened. But now they're back in love. And then they kiss in front of everybody like they usually do. So I don't know. So Jason, what, or I guess anything else on them? We didn't get anything really. Let's see.
I think they tried to catfish us again in their coming attractions for next episode. Mm-hmm. Like, I think Rachel makes some statements where it's like, if you criticize me, I'm out of here or something like that.
Yeah.
Which I think was very catfishy because I feel like it's going to be something like, well, when I was younger, you know, and then say, if you criticize me, I'd be out of here.
Mm-hmm. Uh-huh. Yeah.
Like, she's not talking in the present tense. I think mm-hmm. that's going to be like, they're trying to get us again. After right. last week when they were trying to, where we all thought they were trying to get us, we're like, oh no, they were serious. I think yeah. we're back to like, you know, they're trying to get us. Like,
yeah, they're not going to fool me once. Fool me once, shame on you. Fool me or them, whatever the saying. So what is your rating?
My rating for them, I'm going to go with a 2.
Okay. What about you, Amy?
I'm going to give them a 3. I don't want to root for them because I feel like she should have just stood up for herself and been like, these are too much of a warning sign and we need more time apart. I worry that this, like, the 1 month anniversary was almost maybe like a thing that, oh, I don't want to miss out on this, so let's like rush like to make up, or I don't, you know, I want to like see it through and get back. I don't know. Like, it was just, I think her reaction was appropriate for the way he was treating her, but I think that they are motivated to stay together. So.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. It's just like when you see a side of someone you didn't even know was there, it makes it really hard for you to think they're genuine. Mm-hmm. And that's where I'm at with him. And so I know we still have, what's 8 weeks? So we still have a month. So I'm going to go with a 2, which is still up from last week. So they're in a better place, but they're nowhere near the 4 that we once gave them.
Mm-hmm.
So any other thoughts about Rachel and Jose?
No.
All right. Last but certainly not least, we have a couple who had the biggest bang at the group dinner. We have Johnny and Bao. Oh gosh, these two. So we start out really great date. They go skydiving. But for him, he said, like, he thinks about skydiving as the risk outweighs the benefit. And so he's just doing it because it's on Bao's bucket list, which is still a good thing. Because, I mean, you're willing to do something you wouldn't normally do. But unfiltered, he said he wrote his will the night before they went.
He was dead serious.
Yeah, dead serious. Because Jamie definitely thought he was joking. Oh, gosh. So I was like, hey, you must really be invested to, you know, mm-hmm. if you think writing a will is worth it. I thought it was funny. The instructor told them, like, make sure you hold your breath because clouds are 90% moisture. So if you inhale, you'll drown.
And yeah, I get what he's trying to do there. But when I'm in a plane ready to jump out, I don't want any of these stupid dad jokes. Right. Okay, keep them to yourself. I'm terrified. I don't have time for this. Just get me out of this plane. Don't give me any of these bad jokes. Mm-hmm. I'm nervous enough. I guess he's trying to break, like, their attention.
Yeah,
but I don't need it. I'm focusing on not dying here, sir.
Right, like, keep it. I've never been skydiving, but if I heard that, I would just, oh my gosh,
stop distracting me. I'm making sure these straps are locked in tight.
Yeah, I was gonna say, if you're gonna go skydiving in your area, you should just don't go with this instructor.
Right,
it's gonna be like, wait, where's my kiss after?
Oh my god!
Right,
my guy, like, excuse me.
I was like, what the heck? Oh my gosh. I was trying to squint at like the name of the company, but I could never make it out. But yeah, they had a great time. Like when they landed, she ran, jumped. She did like the bachelor jump in his arms. but it was I was glad that they did that date because it was since it was out of his comfort zone and it was something she always wanted to do. So it was looking up right there. Mm-hmm. We did get another scene with them. You know, he said he's 100% committed to her. But he wants some more like spontaneity in their marriage. Like he sees sex as like a buildup of the whole day. Like he wants like flirty texts, you know, just going back and forth, flirting with each other. And he's like, now when they have sex, it's just like, oh, the day happens. And then, oh, they have sex out of nowhere where he didn't think it was coming that night. But then like it happened.
I cannot follow this man's, I cannot follow his like his conversations about this topic. Yeah. I can't get it. Mm-hmm. Like he was talking about on the episode and then he talked about it on a filter and I got
they
more
didn't get it. But even right. Like Mirla was like, what are you talking about? Oh, so you mean like this? And he's like, no, not, or maybe it was Zach, but like, you mean like this? And it's like, no, not like that. Like, you know, so you can see why. Yeah. Wow, maybe.
Yeah. Get it. And I was glad for that. Like, I will give, this was my first time watching Unfiltered and mm-hmm. I definitely recommend it for anybody that's not watching because it definitely does give a lot of more background, a lot of better background. Mm-hmm. But like when he's talking about the episode, I could not follow it. I was like, what exactly are you saying? I have to imagine that's kind of how Val feels too when he's talking about this stuff. Like, what are you saying?
Mm-hmm.
Like,
I don't, right.
Yeah. Cause she'll say something like, oh, okay. So I just have to communicate more or you need to like show me more physical affection than we just hear Johnny feeling. Mm-hmm. Val just doesn't get it.
Right.
Yeah. Like, oh.
Cause I'm like, okay, if y'all go the whole day and you don't think y'all are going to have sex that night, but y'all do, isn't that spontaneous?
Right.
Yeah.
You know? I guess he's saying that Val wants it because he said on Unfiltered again. She wants it every day.
Multiple times
a day. So I guess like that's too structured for him. Mm-hmm. It's like
I'm okay. Sure she has it on the calendar, like it's a shared invitation. Like
it's 12 p.m. She might. Yeah. It's not right. Discount. Yeah. But I don't get Johnny. I don't get junk. That's a good thing. I don't get junk. Like,
yeah. I think it's like that Hollywood thing that they're Viviana was calling out Ryan about, where he's like, I just want to throw her against the wall when she gets home or whatever. And yeah, like he just wants like this steamy like sexual tension building mm-hmm. all day long when they're like, I think was it Mirla that said on Unfiltered, like, oh yeah, you guys both work from home or something. It's like that's not realistic. You have to get your work done.
But then, exactly. He says all this, but then he won't initiate physical touch. Like, what do you want? Like, what do you?
Right.
I don't get it.
Yeah, it's in it. It's because, like she says, he's used to the women that he's with. They're initiating that physical touch, and that's what he's used to. Where she wants him to be able to initiate it. Because it seems like on her end, she's trying, but I don't, but it's not what he wants, apparently. Because like, even she, like in this conversation, she was like, okay, well then touch me more. And he's like, nah, it's good. And he's just shutting down. He's shutting down. And she's like, well, maybe I need to just be more blatant with like what I want. She's like, I told you about my coworker. And in that moment, I wanted a hug. So maybe I should have just said, like, I need a hug. She's like, I think we need more cuddles. And he's like, well, it's very hard because we go to sleep at different times. And we both have like hot body, like we're both hot temperature body people. And she's just like, he doesn't initiate. So I don't know. I do think it is a matter of love languages and understanding each other's love languages. Like they kind of like got into more on Unfiltered. Mm-hmm. But I'm like, what is his love language?
Yeah, I thought it was physical touch. Like,
yeah, he was talking about on Unfiltered, like, well, that's her love language, but that's not what I speak or something
right.
like that. Well, I was like, but like if that's her love language, that shows you that she is loving towards you because that's her love language. Like, so you should return the favor and love her back. But like, he's just not, because it's not his language, he's not into it.
He doesn't know how to speak it. Yeah. He's not trying. So they each go visit they each have a visit with a friend. So he goes to visit his friend and Bao has a friend that comes over. So when Johnny go visit his friend, Kim, who has torn her ACL, so she's just like on the couch in her brace. He says that she knows him best. She knows him best out of like anyone on the planet. He says like his issue with Bao is like when they're doing an activity, the end goal of the activity is her mission. So like with painting, he felt like she was too focused on like the end result rather than the activity itself, which I just felt was super nitpicky.
Well, and the thing with Johnny is I feel like he takes these personality quirks that I think the rest of us would see as like an annoyance level of like a 3.
Right.
He ratchets it up to like a 10. Like, she's so awful. I hate this about her. Whereas if most of us were experiencing this in another person, like, oh, that's a little annoying, but you know, that's just how they are. It's not that big of a deal. Like, well, like I would try to fuse the situation with humor, but it just seems like he like is automatically like pissed off and upset and basically ruins their time together because he's so mad that she has this little personality trait that is slightly annoying to most of us.
Mm-hmm. Right. It's so I don't get it. That's why like I continue to think he is in his own way.
Oh yeah.
Because even his friend Kim's the like he keeps focusing on the negatives and like if that's what he's gonna do, it's not gonna work out. And he said he feels like he focuses on more romance or he needs to initiate more romance. But when he feels like when he's forced to do something, he wants to do it less. This sounds like a child.
Yeah.
Like you're just being stubborn. Why? You're in a marriage. You're trying to make it work. Why are you? Oh, just because you want me to do it, I'm not going to do it.
I still do wonder if maybe there's an attraction issue as well, because was a few episodes ago where they asked him, like, do you find her attractive? And he just kind of like, like a sister kind, like, you know, she's kind of like a sister to me. I wonder if that's still an issue there.
Yeah, it seems like it, because they gave us a flashback, because when they were sitting at the table talking, she's like, hey, touch me more. And she like reached out. Then they gave us a flashback because he was like, Bao just doesn't get it. So I don't know. But he does tell Kim that like, Bao likes cooking, but she's only done it once and she hasn't done it since. So,
I wonder if you hear that about 5 or 4 times.
So Anne, who is Bao's friend, came over to visit and Bao just said like he doesn't initiate physical intimacy. She's always big spoon, never little spoon, always big spoon. And he loves PDA and feels, you know, drawn to women who, you know, will initiate that physical affection. And she says like her love language is acts of service and gifts. So that's how she tries to communicate it. And she wishes she had more time for cooking because she truly enjoys it. But I think that's the problem. We don't know what his love language is, because that's the key. So anything else before we get to the group dinner?
It's just that Bao and Johnny are among the hardest people to read, and I feel like Bao is a lot easier to read than Johnny is. Johnny is just over the place. Like, he's just, like you said, getting his own way constantly and making things way bigger deal than they need to be.
Yeah, he's a pro at this point. I mean, so we have the group dinner, and they are all talking about falling in love. Everybody's at a different level. But Bao says, like, she's growing in like with Johnny. She's like, I meal prep, I cook, I'm giving it my all. And meanwhile, if looks could kill, Johnny is tearing these roses every time she's talking. And we find out on Unfilter that he was just ripping a rose every time he wanted to say something. And he was ripping them a lot.
My guy's head was red. It looked like he was about to blow his top. I was like, what in the world? Like,
yes. All because Bal claimed to meal prep and cook gourmet meals. And so Johnny ends up like it makes it so awkward because all the other couples know that Johnny's pissed. They're just like, it's okay, like, you know.
Yeah, they're like trying to calm down a child. Like,
yeah.
Like, it's all right, Johnny, just calm down. It's
right. Okay. He's like, why?
Yeah,
they,
yeah, Ryan, like, you know, that rose isn't okay, but you'll be okay. Right? Like,
yeah, and Johnny's just like, you know, I have a lot of things to say, but I want to say them to my wife first. But he doesn't say them to his wife first. He gets up from the table and says he's going to the restroom, but actually goes stand outside. Here comes his bestie, Jose. And he just vents to Jose. He's like, she never cooks. She's cooked once. She likes to play the victim card. And he's like, I feel like I'm being manipulated and played. He's like, the Bal you see in a group setting is not her in private. And I don't want a wife who doesn't follow through on what she says. I don't want a wife who's calculated. And I feel like she's manipulating. And I was just like, oh my goodness.
What? Awkward of all awkward, like they're talking about her, nice. And then she just walks outside. Mm-hmm. It's like, ugh. Like,
oh, and then, yeah, like, where's Uber?
And then getting into the Uber is just like, oh my gosh, he's like he's such a child. He opens the door and stands away from the door, doesn't want to look at her, like he's basically making no eye contact.
Yeah.
And they mention unfiltered, like, what was that car ride? Like, he was like, why you said anything? I would imagine not, because he looks like he's just pouting the whole time. I wouldn't want to talk to him either.
Mm-hmm. Right. He like closes the door on her Uber to go around to the other side. And he's just like walking like he's having a temper tantrum.
Yeah, like I tell, like, oh God, I can't believe.
Yes. You. Like, no one is forcing you to stay in this marriage. If you're done, be done, because this is just, it's exhausting to watch.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. It was so awkward that's like the tone that they brought up at the dinner. It just didn't seem like, I don't know.
Like, if my wife says something like this, like, it's just like, I'd be like, oh yeah, you make gourmet meals. Yeah. Like, I would like try to diffuse it, like, oh yeah, how many meals do you, like, I would mess with her about it, like, and be like playful and fun about it. But he's just like
that serious,
sitting there fuming, like he's, you know, his head's about to burst open, like.
Yes. Like, she just said like the absolute worst thing about him, because his thing is she always wants to look good, she cares what people think about her, and she's making herself look like an angel and me look like the bad guy. I'm like, who's thinking that you, I don't know, it felt like more insecurities than the actual words that she was saying.
Well, it's funny, they kind of tried to back, like, the show kind of tried to back Johnny up, where, like, they're flashing back to all these times where, like, where she's not making gourmet meals. It's like,
right.
Okay, I mean, we're a flex show, but okay.
Right.
Like, yeah, Bal's such a big liar, I guess. Maybe she doesn't recall how many meals she's made. Maybe she's made this one, but, like, I don't think Bal is, like, intensely trying to deceive people. Maybe she has an inflated sense of what she does, but I don't think she's like legitimately trying to deceive other people into thinking she's this, you know, saint.
Right.
Yeah. It's, I like, think saying like, okay, I've made them, even if they did them together, if it was like her planning it, picking this out and kind of leading the activity and just involving him, it's still her really making it.
Yeah, so that was tough to watch. And then even on the next time on, we see like Johnny say that like Bal isn't consistent at all. And so it's just more of the same.
By the way, where are the experts? Can I ask that?
Yeah.
Like, I feel like we should have at least gotten an expert consultation for Jose and Rachel among all of this nonsense.
Like, yeah, like an emergency.
Yeah, I think we get a Zoom call or something next episode. I feel like from one of the experts, I think.
Oh, was it? Oh, it, yeah, it was Johnny and Bao, because Bao was like, is there someone else?
Oh, yeah. That was another, like, cat moment. Like,
in right.
The preview, I think. Yeah. That's right. Because I was like, oh, come on. Give me a break. But, but yeah, like, for them to be nowhere to be, I feel like at least every episode, we should get one of the experts, like, talking to somebody.
Yeah.
For them to be just nowhere to be found, I think is not cool.
Right. They like these couples need them. I know we've talked about it. I think we talked about it during last season, of just like get older. If y'all are that busy, get experienced couples to help out. Cause I see pieces of couples cam. Definitely don't watch it consistently, but the other couples being there for each other while they're going through stuff makes a difference. And like these couples, although they're there for each other, they've all been married just a month. So imagine like a Woody and Imani being a go-to for like Zach and Michaela or Rachel and Jose. Then they have someone who's been through it already, not just like, oh, we're going through it at the same time. I can give you great advice, or I would be done too. You know, like they need something, some type of guidance. And maybe we're not seeing all of the interactions they have with the experts, but surely if it was making an impact, we wouldn't see as many repeat offenses in a lot of these marriages. So, Amy, where would you rate Johnny and Bao?
I'm torn because it's like they were doing so well.
Well,
and now, like, again, it's this roller coaster. I think I'm going to give them a 4 still, just because I really feel like they both want it to work. And these are, again, just like these minor things that they're blowing out of proportion. And it seems like Bao is so forgiving of, you know, as long as he's like upfront about how he feels, that she's just like, oh yeah, we're talking it through and I know where he stands. So
Bao's done a lot of work to make sure she rigged it so she got Johnny in
this. Right, exactly.
Okay. My theory. It's not her fault. She didn't actually know who Johnny was anymore.
Yeah, she didn't know. But yeah, I think that's where I'm going to be optimistic.
Gotcha. I'm at a solid 3. Mm-hmm. Only because it's because of Johnny. I'm just so afraid that he's not going to be able to fully let go of his thoughts about her as a person, about how he's not attracted to the giddy side of her and how he thinks that she's so calculated. I mean, and I think he just keeps trying to justify everything. For example, he said, like, on Unfiltered, he didn't want sex to become a routine, like part of their routine. Like, oh, it's time for us to have sex. I'm like, if she wants it multiple times a day, that doesn't seem like, okay, 1 o'clock, let's do it. Okay, 4 o'clock. You know, it just seems like, okay, as it happens. But he's like associating it with this thought that she's so calculated. And so he's thinking like, okay, it would just become part of a schedule. I don't know. I just don't know what he wants, because I think it feels like he has a rebuttal for everything, even when things are going well. So I'm at 3. What about you, Jason?
I think I'm going to go bold here. I'm going to go with 2.
Ooh.
So I feel like there's not much stopping Johnny right now from just calling it quits on decision day.
Mm-hmm.
I just feel like he's going to say, can't deal with Bao's issues, which to most of us aren't really issues.
Yeah.
I think that it's not a coincidence that he's had so many relationships fizzled out very quickly, because obviously he's very picky and a little nuts.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm going to go with 2. I think it's going to be all Johnny's fault. I wouldn't be surprised if we got to decision day, Bao says yes, and then he breaks her and all of our hearts.
Mm-hmm. I wouldn't be shocked either. So that's it. That is episode 11. Another episode full of some drama, because Last episode, we barely got anything from Johnny and Bao. Things were great. And then this episode, we're here now. So the one thing they're going to give us this season is an unexpected storyline.
Yeah, I feel like I'm pretty dialed in on two of the couples as far as Gil and Mirla, and Brett and Ryan right now. I feel like obviously Gil and Mirla's going to go good, Brett and Ryan bad. But these other three are just such roller coasters. Every week there's something different. Like, I was shocked within 5 minutes of this week's episode, Jose and Rachel were all good. We're fine.
Right. It's like what? Really?
So yeah, Zach and Michaela, Jose and Rachel, and Johnny and Bao are just so like up and down every week. I can't even. Can't even with that.
Right. So that's it for this episode. Thank you, Jason, for coming on and giving us your thoughts. It's always so fun to have you on.
Oh yes, I had such a great time with you guys, as always. You know, it's so fun to break down these people with you guys. I'm sorry, with you people.
Hey, you just have to ask us and then make an ordeal about it, and then
are you guys okay with
it? Right. Where can people find you, Jason?
I'm on Twitter at JAYR1085. Follow me, let's have some fun. Sometimes I tweet along with the show. When I watch it, I don't really watch it live usually, but when I watch it, I will tweet about it.
Yes. And Amy, where can people find you?
You can find me on Twitter at RHAP Recapper and podcasting about Bachelor in Paradise, soon to be the Bachelorette season, on the Reality TV Wrap Ups feed as well.
I'm so excited for Michelle's season.
Yes.
I feel like they've done such a great job with the previews and the promos. It's like, they just like rushed Katie's.
Yes.
Because the comparison.
I know.
I don't know. Maybe they came into some money on the budget. And as always, everyone, you can find me on Twitter at Asia Like Asia, AYSHA like ASIA. We have Big Brother 23 wrapped up last night. So won't be covering that any longer. So just keep a lookout, follow me on Twitter, and you can see what I'll be up to next outside of Married at First Sight. So everyone, thank you for listening. Thanks for sticking with us, and we will see you next week. Bye.